Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. We have the Metropolitan Cup in Hobart on a Sunday night as our feature event on the program. Looks a clash between Illegal Immigrant and Riley Major. Thought we'd look elsewhere on the program to help us find a winner and catch up with trainer driver Taylor Ford on From the Stables. How are you going, Taylor?
Good, thanks, Dunk. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's get straight in and have a look at the first runner, who is from your stable, and that is Ashley's Angel in race number two. She's an RODM horse, and no doubt you're pleased to get the win with her last time out.
Oh, yeah, she's a bit of a handful. I really liked her run last start. She did a lot of work at the start. Her last five starts have been really good, actually. She's really jumped out of her skin, and it looks another winning chance on paper again Sunday night.
Yeah, now she does have a lot of trouble going up to the mobile. For those that don't see in the score up on Sky Channel, just take us through some of the problems she has going up to the mobile. She's starting to get a little bit better now, that's for sure.
She likes to have a bit of a buck and kick going up to the mobile when she first comes out of the circle. But Ben gets along really good with her. I tried to have a drive of her two starts ago, and that didn't work out very good. She was back in her old habits. So, yeah, Ben's back on this week, and he gets along really good with her.
Yeah, it was a winning formula last week, and could well be again on Sunday. Let's go over to race three, another runner from your stable who you also take the drive on in Big Bang Raj. He's had the three runs back from a spell now. What have you made of those?
Oh, his last two I've been pretty happy with. Last start, he had to sit in the death, which isn't really his go, going 158. Tonight, he draws off the second row. Doesn't look like it's a very hard race on paper. We'll try and get a card into the race, and he should be thereabouts if he tries.
Over in race four, you've got the drive on the Ben Yole trained, the Lemon Drop Kid. You drove this pace going back four starts ago and finishing fifth in Devonport, and this pace was a handy second behind Lip Breeder in the Harry Holgate Memorial last start. So should be good form for a race like this where there is a couple of winning chances.
Yeah, he went really good last start. Tonight there looks a bit of speed inside us, so we'll just come out and try and slot in, I reckon. Bianca Heenland's horse is going really well at the moment. Mark Butler's got one in it that goes good. But if he gets a nice run and gets a good card into the race, he should be thereabouts.
Race five, you've got a drive on another Ben Yole trained runner, this time in Arda Flash, who's got barrier two on the second row to contend with, but you bump into a couple of smart ones here, including the inform The Shallows, who draws out in that barrier four off the second row.
Yeah, I drove this horse last week. I thought he went really good. He was a bit wide around the home corner, but he hit the line really strong. In saying that, he's up against The Shallows again, which looks like it's just going to win the race again.
Looks very hard to beat, that's for sure. Race six, you sit on the sidelines. To race seven, you drive The Thug. Look, he was very unlucky in Launceston two starts ago and probably just had to do too much work in the race last time out where he finished third over the final 1,200.
Yeah, it wasn't the very best of drives at Launceston. Last week I thought he was much better, coming three wide with a lap to go, which really isn't his go. He's only a little horse. Sometimes it kills him when he over races and works too hard in his races. Looks an easy race on paper, but then he's had a few of them lately, and he's just going to have to get the right run and the run that he likes to be in the top three.
And we round out the night of a rating 50 to 53 event over the mile where you drive the Ben Yole trained Quick Changeover. The six-year-old gelding finished second behind Better Than Fedder last start, and from the good draw over the short trip there, no doubt would be expected to finish in the top few placings here.
Yeah, I've drove this horse a few times. I've led only my Hobart once, and we ran along and they couldn't catch him. So if he can cross the one horse, he's going to take plenty of catching.
Well, Taylor, we appreciate the insight into the horses you train and the outside drives you do have in Hobart on Sunday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is before I let you go?
I'm going to have to go with Ashley's Angel.
Ashley's Angel, who you put the polish on, that is race 2, number 12. Appreciate the insight, Taylor, and best of luck on Sunday.
No worries. Thank you very much.